We're going to do the best of speed jokes here. Just a couple of quick notes about them. Hey, John Williams, I think that Marge Sipla should be on the speed jokes submission committee. She likes the naughty jokes. We might get more jokes about waiters' pockets if she lets that in there. One of our jokes that we didn't tell, one of you sent us a joke the other day. The punchline had to do with the waiter's pockets. I won't read the joke because the Speed Jokes Submission Committee, Steve, you may comment on this, rightly declined to let us use that.
Well, it was, it was not a speed joke. It was way too long.
It was long.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a little saucy.
Kim in Downers Grove writes, Your Royal Highness, I often send speed jokes to my older grandkids. While I personally share the taste of that Marge Sipla for the naughty ones, I send them ones more like this, and then she sent us a nice joke. And if you like this one well enough, the only reward I request is that you tell me Ethel's waiter's pockets joke. I've been trying to Google, and then somebody else said this, Harlan in Arizona said, hey, I've been trying to Google that naughty witch's broom joke for the past year that you keep referring to, but I wasn't able to until today when you added the word grip when you described the joke. I've found it. No, 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 John, you should not tell that joke on the radio. Here are the best of speed jokes. Let's see which one we like the most from this week. Joke of the week number one.
And now Dave Ennett will recite various childhood injuries, while John Williams will recite various adult injuries.
Childhood injury, fell off my bike.
Adult injury, slept wrong.
Fell out of a tree.
Sat down too long.
Twisted ankle.
Sneezed too hard. You know you're getting old when or you're Sammy Sosa when you sneeze.
That's right.
And you go, wow, that hurt. Here's joke of the week number two. Hey, Dave, my wife just left me.
You? Why?
I know. Imagine that. She says my life revolves around pro football and she's sick of it.
Oh, gosh, John, this is just so sad.
I know, right? We were together for seven seasons. Here's joke of the week number three. F of X walks into a bar. The bartender says, sorry, we don't cater functions here. Please, said F of X, I promise I won't drink and derive. Okay, said the bartender, I have a pledge here you'll need to sign here, cosine here, tangent and secant here. Sorry.
The preceding was a smarty pants joke.
You betcha, Bucky. None of us got that joke.
Anyone who votes for that as joke of the week is only doing it to act smart.
Dave seems angry about this.
No, I'm not angry, just stating a fact.
Incidentally, Dave will be featured in a few of the jokes coming up. Here's joke of the week number four.
John, I just got back from the annual constipation convention. Snuck that in.
Will you go again, Dave?
Yes.
Not even sure that joke has a punchline, but it was sure fun to hear the first part, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Here's joke of the week number five. Thought I heard someone say hello in Arabic, but it was a false salam. Joke of the week number six. Hey, here's a pro tip. If you're on a date and you forget her name, take her to Starbucks. Joke of the week number seven. I called a urology doctor yesterday. I guess they were really busy. The receptionist said, can you hold? And I said, lady. If I could do that, I wouldn't be calling. Almost didn't need the punchline on that one. Here's joke of the week number eight.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray an employer and John Williams will star as an applicant.
Can you explain the gap in your resume?
Certainly. The Gap is an international retailer selling apparel and accessories to men, women, children. Shut up, you big dummy. Here's joke of the week number nine. I was in an intense origami competition.
How'd you do?
I folded under pressure. It's an origami joke. Here's number 10. For the life of me, Dave, I cannot remember the name of the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Does Quasimodo ring a bell?
Thank you, David. Here's joke of the week number 11. Dave, my dog can find anything.
What kind of dog is it?
He's a Labragoogle. I kind of like that one, but to Dave Ennett's point, I still think I'm going to go with the F of X joke so far. Let's go with joke of the week number 12. What do you get when you cross an atheist with a Jehovah's Witness, someone who knocks on your door for no apparent reason? Or would that be an atheist? Anyway, I think that was supposed to be an atheist joke. Actually, I'm sorry, I wasn't sure that I wanted to include that one in our best of this week because I was thoroughly confused by that one. How about this one? Joke of the week number 13.
Hey, John.
What?
Did you hear about the new wine made especially for seniors?
No, David.
It's made from a special anti-diuretic hybrid grape that reduces your number of trips to the bathroom.
Wow, Dave. What is it called?
You know more?
Just for the record, Dave assaulted me after we asked him to tell that.
I didn't assault you, and you weren't injured. I checked.
Your Honor, he crumpled up a piece of paper and thrust it at me. Steve, isn't that almost... almost?
The audio evidence is clearly there.
But I know.
It's also justifiable.
This is sort of like the Trump tape, isn't it? We don't see it, but we clearly hear something is up here. Something is afoot. And finally, this joke.
John, you know what I think is the scariest part of the song Born to be Wild?
No, Dave, I've never thought about this before.
Well, the scariest part is the part where they find a head out on the highway.